your meeting ID followed by pound.
Recording in progress.
I don't know whose that was. That wasn't mine. That was coming from somewhere else. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get us underway here.
Your ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue.
Ms. Park, I'm going to mute your mic for a minute because I think that's coming from you, just so we can get underway, and I'll let you sort that out. You're in the meeting as far as I can tell, so I'm not sure why it's still asking you to get in, but in any event, go ahead and call us to order. Good morning, everyone. This is a public hearing on a request to vacate what is billed in pre-hearing submissions as a portion of South Pine Street public right-of-way for extended property area and extended potential business use. And we got people in the waiting room, so give me just a second. For those just admitted from the waiting room, we had already started and we're underway, but you're here now, so welcome. So again, this is to vacate a portion of South Pine Street public right-of-way, as that area is legally and otherwise described and depicted in the city's preliminary report that was received in the Office of the Hearing Examiner on November 10th, 2022 as a proposed exhibit prior to today's hearing. As I already mentioned, the requested vacation is billed as being intended for expanded future use of the abutting property. Today is November 17th, 2022, and we are convening on the record just after 9 o'clock, which was the appointed start time for today. And this hearing is being conducted in hybrid fashion, both over Zoom and with public in-person presence in City Council chambers at the Tacoma Municipal Building, 747 Market Street. I'll note that the petitioner is listed as LBA LVF 7-Company 23, the 723 in Roman numerals LLC, which is a Delaware LLC registered to do business in the state of Washington. My name is Jeff Capel. I'm the City of Tacoma's hearing examiner. I'll be presiding over today's hearing. And I apologize this morning due to a conflict in my location. There is a possibility that we may have to take a short recess if something comes up here to where I have to go off screen for just a minute, but we'll see. So let me take appearances from the parties at this point, and feel free to unmute yourselves when I call on you. Those of you in council chambers, if you would push the button on the mic so that we can hear you a little bit, that would be good. And I'm going to go in the order of presentations today, which I'll explain about in just a second. First, from the city, who do we have present representing today?
My name is Brittany Avila. I'm representing from the City of Real Property Services.
Louisa, you need to turn that chamber's mic on so we can hear that. From the city, again, if you'd identify yourself.
Brittany Avila from Real Property Services.
All right, and Ms. Avila, is the city anticipating anyone else presenting besides yourself today?
No.
All right, and who do we have here as the primary representative from the petitioner today?
I'm Kim Ospina with LBA Realty. I am the representative of the owner.
Okay, are you going to be the primary voice for the petitioner today?
No, Aaron is our legal counsel.
All right, that's who I'm looking for then. So if you could identify
morning,
yourself.
My name is Aaron Park. I'm from Cypress Shaw. I'm an attorney representing LBA Industry Vacation.
Okay, and I will ask you when it's your turn to present under oath that you've got official designation to represent the petitioner, but we'll do that when it's your turn to present. Ms. Park, I'm guessing that you are the call-in number from 213, that we've got you on video and audio separately with the call-in, is that right? Okay, I'll note for purposes of the audio record that she nodded her head and said yes on the video. Try to make all of your responses audible so that we capture that on the recording. We are recording both by audio and video today. That's required so that if there's further review of what happens ultimately with this, a transcript can be made if it ends up in court. I will note that I am not the decision maker in street vacations, but I am the city council's duly appointed hearing officer to conduct the required public hearing. And I do that, and at the end of it all, based on the evidence presented and the hearing record as a whole, I make a written recommendation to city council with findings of fact and conclusions of law. And the council then makes a decision, because in Washington State, street vacations are considered a legislative decision, and no one elected me. So I don't make the decision. The council does, but I play a part in all of that. Ms. Park, are you anticipating any additional witnesses presenting besides yourself for the petitioner?
Okay.
All right. So the order of presentation is the city presents first, tells about its review and what it thinks should happen with the vacation based on the real property services folks' expertise and all of that. Ms. Aguilar will present. If the petitioner feels the need to cross-examine her on what she has presented, she can do that. Again, it's cross-examination, question time. Ms. Park, you're an attorney, you should understand that, I presume. It's not the time to make statements, either agreement, disagreement, or otherwise. It's the time for questioning. And if you have cross-examination questions, we will do that. And then after that, if the city feels the need to do redirect testimony, it can do that. Then we'll move to the petitioner, and the petitioner will make its presentation at that point. Sorry about that. The city can cross-examination the petitioner's witnesses, and there can be redirect as well. He's not a barky dog. I don't know. This morning, though, something's gotten into him. At the end of all that, we would have the public testimony portion of the hearing, but I don't see any members of the public present today, given that the phone number that's in the list is Ms. Parks. I may ask questions along the way, but once we're done with the presentation, if there's no one here for public testimony, we would just move straight to closing arguments, closing statements if the parties wish to make them. Are there any questions about how we're going to proceed today? Anything from the city?
No, Mr. Examiner.
Anything from the petitioner?
No, Mr. Examiner.
All right, I would note that the petitioner bears the burden of proof to show by a preponderance of the evidence that the requirements and criteria for vacating the street right-of-way have been met. The petitioner is entitled to rely on any evidence that's in the record, and that would include the city's evidence as well. So one last thing before we get underway with presentations. Prior to today's hearing, the city submitted a package of items that have been marked C1 through C16, C for city. And those exhibits, I presume, are being presented by the city for admission formally into the record, and they will move to do so. I would ask first, though, the petitioner's side, you've been given a copy of the city's exhibits, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Does the petitioner have any objection to any of the city's exhibits C1 through C16 coming in and being made part of the record?
No objection.
All right. Is there a motion from the city then?
Yes. Please accept city's exhibits C1 through C16 into the record.
And I will do so. C1 through C16 are formally been made part of the record. They can be freely referenced by either side during today's hearing, and if the parties want me to pull any of those exhibits up on the screen, I will do that so that everyone can see those. There were also submissions from the petitioner that have been marked P1 and P2, and P1 is a draft water utility easement, it says. Actually, I think that's a gas utility easement because it looks like it's with PSE, and I assume that's still being worked out. And the other one is just some correspondence. I presume the city is familiar with those two documents, is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Examiner.
Go ahead. Can you say that
again?
I didn't
hear a response there. Maybe we're not toggling things fast enough.
Yes, Mr. Examiner, those were received.
And is there any objection from the city for those coming in being made part of the record?
No, Mr. Examiner.
Is there any objection from the city for those coming in and being made part of the record?
No.
All right, so I presume the petitioner wants those admitted and made part of the record. Is that correct, Ms. Clark? And they will be admitted and made part of the record. Is there anything else that we need to consider procedurally or question-wise before we get underway with presentations?
Not from the city, Mr. Examiner.
All right. So just one last note from me. I will note that we do not have any members of the public here right now. The entirety of the information and the exhibits from the parties is now in and made part of the record. I've reviewed prior to the hearing. That information does not need to be read in and testified today to be part of the record. It already is. When there are members of the public here, it's often very beneficial for that information to be at least summarized here through testimony so that it informs the public testimony that will come later. When there are no members of the public, all that does is make the hearing longer. I'm not going to tell you how to make your presentations, but it's a strong hint there that you don't necessarily need to read things in that are already part of the record through the C1 through C16 and through the petitioner's exhibits. And, you know, it just speeds things along and gets us all back to whatever else we have waiting for us after this. So, with that said, Ms. Avila, we are moving to you now for the city. Are you wishing to make a separate opening statement, or should I just swear you in and we'll move straight to testimony? And if you're not sure, let's just swear you in.
Okay.
Would you raise your right hand, please? Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Examiner, the city is prepared to make an oral representation for the audio record, which will restate information contained in its previously submitted preliminary report and supporting exhibits. We have no additional facts or information to present today, and the only persons in attendance are parties in this matter. The petitioner was served a copy of the preliminary report and exhibits via email on November 10th, 2022. The city asked to forego making a presentation today. I'm happy to answer any further questions that you may have.
All right, so I do have one or two questions. So give me just a second. Just scroll through and find those. All right, so is it the city's understanding, Ms. Avila, that all of the abutting property owners have affirmatively signed on and are in agreement with this vacation happening?
Yes, Mr. Examiner.
Okay. And none of those abutting property owners are having their access impaired by this vacation happening, is that correct?
A recommended condition of the street vacation is to grant an access easement to the parcel to the north, which would be the only parcel that would have any access issues after this was.
And I saw that in the correspondence. I did not see that actually in the recommended conditions in C1 in the report.
So it was recommended by...
Oh, there we go. Oh. There we go. I see it in the 6B now. I see that. That's where it is, 6B?
I believe there are two. Let me... was recommended by Exhibit C10 as well as C11.
I'm not talking about the other exhibits now. I'm looking in C1, your preliminary report at 6B. That's where it's referenced, correct?
Okay. Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. And these will all be things that these and the third party easements with the non-city utility providers, those are all going to be worked out between first and second reading, I presume, correct?
Correct.
So, I mean, they'd have to be worked out or would be advanced towards second reading. I think that's all my questions. Thank you. Are there cross-examination questions for the city from the petitioner on the limited testimony here?
No, the petitioner does not have any cross-examination.
All right. Well, with no cross-examination, there's no redirect. I presume the city rests then. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Examiner.
All right. So we'll move to the petitioner. Ms. Park, if you would... Well, you're unmuted on the phone, we've got you that way. Are you wishing to make additional testimony here today? All right, if you'd raise your right hand on the screen, please. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury? All right, please do speak up. Sometimes I see your mouth moving and I can't quite hear you, so if you wouldn't mind making sure we capture you on the audio record.
Will do, thank you. Petitioner would just like to note a few items prior to preparation of the findings and recommendations. We have reached out to each of the different city departments regarding, or that have requested easements regarding the scope of the easements and are hoping to get that finalized prior to the second reading. And with regard to the two third-party easements, just as a status report for you, Mr. Hearing Examiner, both easements have been drafted and are currently, the Puget Sound Energy easement is completed, just pending an update of the legal description. Puget Sound has agreed to narrow the scope from a blanket easement to the specific gas pipeline running underneath the street vacation area. So we have employed a surveyor to prepare that legal description, and once that is done, we will submit it prior to second reading. The same is, has occurred with regard to the access easement to the property immediately adjacent to the north, 300 South Pine.
Good enough. And with that said, I don't think I have any questions of the petitioner. Does the city have cross-examination questions based on that very limited testimony?
No, Mr. Examiner.
All right, so speeding right along, then. I still see no members of the public here. So, and it's 9:18. I would hope that if people were wanting to come testify for this, they could have been at least punctual enough to only be 18 minutes late. is the city wishing to make a closing statement?
No, Mr. Examiner.
And I should have asked this before. You're still under oath, Ms. Avila. It's the city's position that this petition meets the requirements under both state law and city ordinance for vacation, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And the city has determined that this area is not needed for any right-of-way purposes beyond the utility easement reservations, correct?
Correct.
Can you repeat that?
Correct.
All right. Is the petitioner wishing to make a formal closing statement?
No, not at this time. Petitioner would just like to briefly thank the hearing examiner and all of the parties that have been involved in the process. We recognize how responsive and helpful you all have been in guiding us through this, and we really appreciate it.
And Ms. Park, I forgot to ask you, you are still under oath too, but you have been given formal authority from the petitioner to act as its representative today, correct?
Correct.
And you are legal counsel to the petitioner?
Correct.
And I see Ms. Ospina, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Here's my 5-minute recess. Can we go on recess for 5 minutes? I'll be right back and we'll close and I'll explain how this could be wrapped up. Thank you. I apologize. I'll wait till we get Ms. Park back on the screen. There we go. My apologies for that. But we are back, and we've got very little to wrap up. Let me just explain how it works from this point. I take the hearing record at this point, and I go back and review everything again, and I put together a written recommendation with findings of fact, conclusions of law, that will go out to the parties as soon as it is finished. That may not be until after Thanksgiving, because I'm taking time off after today for several days, actually. And so I hope you'll indulge me in that, but I'll get it issued as quickly as I can. And then it'll go to the council, will be scheduled for council consideration on one of its duly convened Tuesday night meetings for first reading. And first reading is a preliminary approval, and then, you know, some of the other easements and things will need to be wrapped up, and the compensation would have to be paid and all that sort of thing. And then it'll go back for second reading and be finalized. Are there any questions for me about how that works, or questions about anything else that need to be asked and answered before we wrap things up today? Anything from the city?
No, Mr. Examiner.
City folks know the drill, so all good. Anything from the petitioner's side, then?
Nothing from the petitioner's side.
All right. Well, I thank you for your participation today. With no members of the public, it makes the presentation part of it be very quick and easy, appreciate your indulgence there for my brief recess to go tend to something for just a moment. If there's nothing else, we will be concluded and off the record. I wish you a good rest of your day.
Thank you.